What is this?
Please, do calm yourself, Master Dwarf. You aren't in any danger. At least, not at the moment.
Aye, and what would you call this? A first date?
Possibly. That depends entirely on your standards, I think.
Ah, and there you are. I have an idea of what's happening now. Now that I can see you in the light, monster.
Yes, well, tonight, my dear tightly bound friend, I get to play a very different role. You will have to forgive me for being hesitant to reveal my appearance. I simply fear that if I did, I would hear no end of your protests.
Believe me, creature, you have yet to hear the full breadth of my protests.
Then it is true. You grave clerics do not fear death.
Well, but how did you know?
You smell of ash, which tells me you've killed my kind recently. I also recognize the shears on your belt. Akaza Metsis. Interesting line of work, delivering children. Your hands seem ill-suited to its delicate nature. Tell me, do the babes often cry when you snip their cords?
I will not endure this line of questioning. Demon, if you are to kill me, do it. Whoa. Hey, what is that sound?
Monster, creature, demon, come now, Master Dwarf. You and I are not so different. We were both born in the dark, deep beneath the earth, and far away from the sun's touch. You, deep in the heart of Jormunganda. I, 10 feet in the soil. When you were born, you were ripped from your mother's womb. And when your cord was cut, you cried out. I tore myself out of my womb and had no such cord to cut. But I did scream.